Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Hey!
Hey, copy boy!
Friends and a big hurricane good
afternoon.
I am here to boast.
See you. This is Studio Usher Ujarda. Time to get on the good foot with Robin and Maynard.
It's the Little Robin and Maynard matinee.
The next time we do a live show and you're going to be the drummer again, will you play this song? Because I can see Richard Peterson playing his trumpet. And you know he plays the trombone too.
Hang on a second.
Oh, he's awful little. He's the most.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, who's feeding Peterson Snicker bars?
Not me. Huh?
Who did? Who gave that to you, Richard? Who did? Who gave it to you? Who did?
He doesn't know you're diabetic, and you cannot eat Snicker bars.
You're going to kill him. Don't give him Snicker bars.
Richard, put the Snicker bar down. You know you can't have it. You're diabetic, honey.
You can't eat
I don't know what food to eat. Every food has diabetic restriction.
Well, honey, don't talk with your mouth full.
Well, hang on, Richard.
Is also,
okay?
Let me tell you guys.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Coming up today, Richard, yay or nay, and I'm very excited because I love that show. And what do you say we double the cash on yay or nay this afternoon?
That's a good idea, Mad Fab. I like that. The Robin and Maynard bus runs hard today. At 4:15, the little classic rock powerhouse spins the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. You always help out really well with that, Peterson.
Yes.
You're good. You're good with that.
But he won't be here for that today, John.
I guess you're gone. You have to leave at 4?
Because
don't explain it. And at 5 o'clock, Art Thiel with his rare insight. What kind of strike news do you want to hear? What do you want to hear about
strike? Do you think they're going to go or don't you?
I don't.
Let's just do the bet. $5. I say they are striking, and you say they're not.
Easily enough. I'll tell you what. If I lose, I'll move in with Richard Peterson for a week in his apartment and cook breakfast for you every day. Okay, Richard?
No, thank you.
Well, why don't you, if I win, Richard, then I'll come over to your house and massage your right foot pain. What do you think? Too sexy?
Sounding pretty good, though, isn't it? At 5:30, yay or nay. And in today's headlines, should we take a look at them?
Well, you know, you're running at top speed, and I like that, but I'm dizzy from it.
I'm not going to change the subject, but I will tell you, Peterson, that because you fly, right? And they always ask you, what do they say? Has your luggage been in your possession?
I hadn't flown in over a year.
Yeah, but when you do, has anybody unknown to you asked to carry your bags and blah, blah, blah? Well, they finally come to the determination after 16 years, those questions are so preposterous and asinine, they'll no longer be asked.
Yeah, but what do you think about that?
It only took them 16 years.
They're just
going to
look at you now, Richard, and say, let's pretend that we're at the airline counter and you've just come up to me and I've got a little bow tie on and a white shirt and here I am at my computer, and here Richard Peterson comes with his bag with a singing elephant trunk in it. Okay, Richard?
Yes.
And you're ready to fly.
I don't want to fly and have a terrorist slam that flight in the tower.
No, I know that. Nobody does. But now here I am, and look at me. Aren't I pretty? Say hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Sir, where are you traveling today? Let's just pretend, Richard. This is the part where you tell me where you're traveling.
What would you say then? What would you say then, Richard?
Hey, baby, you're hot.
Yes, and thank you. You're very hot yourself. At least it smells so. Now, sir, are you a terrorist?
Hang on.
No. I'm not a terrorist.
You're not a terrorist. So that's how simple the question will be, right? Because what terrorist is going to say, oh, yes, I've got bombs in my luggage? You know.
Oh.
What?
That would scare me.
No. Don't be afraid. We're just playing. We're playing pretend.
Yes, just pretend. What's your next question for Richard?
So here I am. Okay, sir, will that be a check, a credit card, or cash?
Come on, honey. Let's groove.
Great. I want to jump on the phone for a second, though. I don't know who's holding. Hello to you.
Hi. I need to apologize to Richard Peterson.
You do?
Yeah, about 15 years ago, 18 years ago, I was at a Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah.
And me and my buddies rolled a hot quarter to Richard Peterson. He picked it up and burned his finger. So
you are a mean man.
I just want to apologize.
Bastard.
You are a bastard.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I'm apologizing.
I think it was an Iron Maiden concert.
An Iron Maiden concert?
Yes.
No, Grateful Dead.
You mean people roll quarters at you and they're hot?
Yeah, I remember the hot quarter. That was about 20 years ago.
Do you remember when the person had the heart attack and you were playing Blast in your trumpet?
93 in the kingdom, outside kingdom.
That's right. And what happened?
Police take my trumpet away.
Yeah, they did. And why did they?
to have another street going to have any drama.
No.
No, they didn't want to have a drama. You were causing the drama.
A gentleman had a heart attack, and Peterson continued to blast his trumpet.
Right. And they couldn't hear the guy's heartbeat.
They couldn't get you to stop, could they?
Yeah. But you thought that was kind of funny, too, didn't you?
No, I had to make money. I had to play to make money. Yeah.
So when they took your trumpet away, did you give him one of those, those big hollers that you can come out with?
How will I remember?
You
remember it.
You know where you were every day of your life.
It made me mad.
Did it get you mad?
Yes.
No. What did you say to him?
I didn't bother the man. I did not touch the heart attack man.
No, I know that. But what did you say to the police when they took your trumpet?
I don't remember.
I bet you do.
And 3.78 is often a suspense.
It's often suspenseful. How so? No,
that was a suspense.
It was that night, wasn't it?
August 93.
Street corner drama.
It's hard to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation when you're blasting, anchors away on the trumpet. But anyway, Peterson, sit back, relax, and conserve your energy for 3:30. And you'll be here with your old friend, little Velveeta's going to swing by.
I wanted to say your bus fail.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that, though, are we?
Okay.
Now, Richard, we're going to be doing Classic Rock A to Z, which is a very exciting musical promotion on this radio station. It starts tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, you know.
Do you ever hear the song Hot Love by T-Rex from 71?
Yeah. Anyway, that has nothing to do with Classic Rock A to Z, does it?
I never heard that song for 30-some-odd years.
There's a reason for that, Richard. You want to know what the reason is?
Yeah.
Why? It sucks.
It's got a Death Valley Day boogie beat.
All right, now, Richard... Classic Rock A to Z. Can I talk to you about that for a minute?
Death Valley Day boogie beat.
Yes.
So is that like some funky mules clopping down the Grand Canyon?
The same type of beat on the California Girl by the Beach Boys.
Okay, can I talk to you for a second, both of you fellows? Yeah. And I hate to distract you here from your boogie beat talk. Richard, can you take a guess at what song will kick off Classic Rock A to Z? Has to start with an A. The second letter is D.
A Holiday Night.
A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
Yep.
And it will end with Z, Richard. What will a Z song be? It's Ziggy Plays Guitar from David Bowie. How long do you expect it will take us to get through all of Classic Rock A to Z?
Weekend, but does it include Hot Love by T-Rex?
Let me ask you something, Richard. What if I told you that it would take 9 days?
I believe it.
It is true. Classic Rock A to Z is scheduled to go between 8 and 9 days.
And I want to request a Hot Love to Colleen Anderson.
Oh, my holy stars. It just doesn't end. And what's this at 4:03? Look.
And now a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweet as chocolate candy. The tantalizing Honey Face.
That's my guy.
Look at her.
Honey Face, back from her love nest.
Nice to have you doing a little cameo this afternoon, Velveeta. How's everything?
Everything's good.
All right. Sorry we had to fire you, but it's nice to have you back, at least for one day. So you were at Michael Jackson's birthday party earlier today?
Yeah, I was.
You're a jet setter.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you hear? What'd you overhear at his party?
Tito, can you wait until everyone leaves before you gather up the aluminum cans in your shopping cart? Hey, how did a young girl get in here? Did I just step in llama crap?
Did you?
Did I?
Did you?
I don't know. Smell your own shoe. I'm not getting down there.
Did you? Huh?
Yeah. Right there. If you keep talking.
It's time now for the Melody Ranch Quiz Week.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Real well. Now, what do you do for Budweiser?
I'm the office manager at a local distributor.
All right, Cindy, good luck to you. The quiz wheel today, 102.50. Is that right?
Richard, tell Cindy who Herman's Hermits is, the actual guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who that is. Peter Noon.
Yeah, right. Peter Noon. And Peter Noon is suing a band that has taken the name Herman's Hermits. They're using that name. And our question for you today is, name the biggest Peter Noon hit. Is it this one?
I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner.
No. Right leg pain.
No.
Mrs. Is Brown, you've got a lovely... That could be it.
That's the one I was thinking of.
But what about Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter?
Is it this one?
No.
No.
Is it this one?
I think that's it. I know Henry VIII was big, but that was a much better song. So whether it won or not, I'm picking that one. You go on your own on this one, Cindy.
Oh.
Or you can stick with Peterson.
What is Peterson?
What do you think, Peterson?
It could be Henry VIII, I Am, or Mr. Brown's Lovely Daughter.
Okay, now why do you single it down to those two?
It's kind of a hush.
It's kind of a hush.
I don't think it's that one, though.
I don't know. It might be, because that would be like, John, to keep the winner out of the loop. You know what?
Yeah.
There's a kind of hush.
Okay, I'm going to go with Mrs. Brown.
Yeah! Yes! Yay!
Gosh, there was a lot of suspense there, wasn't there, Peterson?
It was a tough decision.
It was really a tough decision, but by God, it's one that we all made between us.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Whew, okay.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Nah.